Dr. Baker, we're here today at the Tech Edmonton Innovation Makes Sense Awards, and you were accepting recognition today for a patent. What is the patent that you got?
The patent is for some compounds called, and it's difficult to say, but beta-phenylethylidene hydrazine derivatives. And these are compounds that are derivatives of an older antidepressant drug that's been around for a very long time called phenelzine. And phenelzine in recent years has been shown to be neuroprotective in the brain. And so we synthesized a number of analogs, and the two that are in this patent turned out to elevate brain levels of an amino acid called glycine. This amino acid is thought to be important in the etiology of schizophrenia. It acts as a coagonist at a receptor called the NMDA receptor for glutamate, which is another excitatory neurotransmitter amino acid in the brain that's thought to be functioning below its optimal level. And without having glycine available, the NMDA receptor doesn't function optimally. It turned out these two drugs do elevate glycine levels in the brain, so now we're going to test them in some animal models of schizophrenia to see if they can reverse some of the symptoms in the animal models.
So how might they actually work in a schizophrenic patient?
That's a good question. In nerve cells and in glial cells in the brain, there are uptake systems for glycine. It may be that in schizophrenia there's a functional problem with the uptake of glycine, and not enough of it is available normally. So that's one mechanism. Another mechanism could be that in schizophrenia there's problems with the synthesis of glycine, and that's something we have to test now. So our next step is to find out exactly how these drugs do elevate brain levels of glycine.
It sounds like you've got quite a bit of lab work ahead of you, is that correct?
Yes, we do. We have this work's been done in the Neurochemical Research Unit in the Department of Psychiatry, so we have had PhD students and postdocs working on this project, but to go to the next level, it's going to be still a considerable amount of lab work, yes.
So why would this be important in the area of treating schizophrenia?
Well, this, we think, may reverse one of the neurochemical problems in schizophrenia, and that's that there's, again, as I said, hypofunctioning of this NMDA glutamate receptor that glycine acts upon. In schizophrenia, as you may know, there's problems with hallucinations, delusions, but there's also a lot of problems with social interaction skills in schizophrenics. In it, based on the literature, we think the glycine may be more important in reversing some of those so-called negative symptoms, social interaction skills and related symptoms in schizophrenia.
So how long did it take you to get the patent?
Oh, gee. it's probably taken us, from when we first noticed it, probably about 3 years, 3 to 4 years, yeah.
So it's a tough slug, isn't it?
It is, but Tech Edmonton's been very helpful and they've facilitated things as much as they can.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations.
Okay, thank you.